Last year's winter cropping season was terrible for Australian grain growers. The drought meant the amount of wheat and barley planted was well below average. But this winter is different. Green shoots are sprouting across Australia's grain belts thanks to rain, and farmers are smiling. Here's National Rural Reporter Clint Jasper.
Brent Sheehan has had a busy couple of months planting wheat, barley and canola in northwest Victoria's Mallee region.
We've had a near-perfect start this season.
He's relieved because late summer and autumn rain provided perfect conditions to sow crops.
Everything's looking really good.
The green pick in paddocks across Victoria, South Australia and New South Wales has left grain growers feeling optimistic. It's a big turnaround after years of drought meant last year's harvest was one of the worst in a decade. Peter Collins from the national commodity forecaster, ABARES, is tipping production nationwide to lift by over 50%.
The opening this year has been generally very favourable.
The biggest production boost is expected to be in New South Wales.
Winter crop production last year was about 3.3 million tonnes, and this year we're forecasting 12.1 million tonnes, so that's a very large jump.
But some farmers are still feeling uneasy. Just this week, the Bureau of Meteorology revised down its forecast of above-average rain this winter. Peter Collins says the weakened rainfall forecast doesn't change his estimates for this season, but it's left growers like Andrew Chambers unhappy.
If you listen to the weather forecast, no, because they forecast rain and we're not getting rain.
From the window of his ute, you can see green shoots blanketing the landscape on his property in Ravensthorpe, about 500 kilometres southeast of Perth. But if it doesn't rain soon, Andrew Chambers says the crop will suffer.
It's been patchy. From one side of the farm, it'll differ quite a lot. So we've got a few dry patches and we've got some good patches. And even the good patches, like here, is reasonably good, but it's still dry.
Weather and prices are grain growers' two biggest risks. And already this season, barley prices slumped after China slapped steep tariffs on Australian imports. But Peter Collins from ABARES says it hasn't stopped many farmers from planting.
They may not get the same price as what they got in the Chinese market, but that's not the only market overseas into which our growers can sell their barley.
Back in Victoria's Mallee region, Brent Sheehan says a decent shower in spring is all he needs to finish the season.
We're really optimistic about this year. It'd be nice to have a couple of good ones back to back.
That's Victorian grain grower Brent Sheehan, ending Clint Jasper's report.